Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski strikes out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mazeroski moves to second. Two outs. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Hall and he is out, Groat applying the tag. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Banks reaches second base with a double. Tanner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. John Powers pinch hits for Vern Law. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a fly ball into right field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Smith now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Drabowski bunts towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Mazeroski covering, for the out. Gorrell moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Chuck Tanner. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Bolger now playing right field. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Bob Smith. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field. Bolger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bolger. Hall moves to third. Kluszewski moves to second. Harry Bright pinch runs for Ted Kluszewski. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. Hall scores. Bright moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bright scores. Verdon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Blackburn now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Jim Bolger now playing left field. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-3 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards third. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.